Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Elaine DeWalder, who is one of the nurse practitioners in occupational health, and we are here to talk about antibiotics. So most listeners who are listening to this have had an antibiotic at one point or time, but Elaine, why would a medical provider prescribe an antibiotic?
Antibiotics are medications that are specifically used for bacterial infections only, such as strep throat or urinary tract infections.
So is there a proper way to take an antibiotic?
You should always finish your prescription without missing any doses, and not finish them just because you stop feeling sick. You don't want to save medication for the future illnesses that you might have. Sometimes people will take half the course and feel so much better that they save the rest for later. That's not a good idea. Only stop taking the antibiotic if the provider tells you to do so, simply if you're having a side effect of the antibiotic or it needs to be changed for some reason.
So what would some of the side effects possibly be from taking an antibiotic?
Side effects can be mild to severe. And, you know, remember that most or a lot of the antibiotics that are prescribed are broad spectrum. So that means that they're very strong antibiotics that kill several different types of bacteria. So when that happens, you can have an overgrowth of yeast. That can be a side effect. You can have abdominal discomfort, nausea, diarrhea. Those are some side effects that I see most commonly with when people do have them. Mm-hmm. However, you can have more severe reactions with antibiotics. They can be allergic reactions, and they're unpredictable. They can be such as rashes or hives, skin itching, that type of thing. But in more rare cases, drug allergies can have life-threatening effects. Mm-hmm. Those can be widespread hives over your body, difficulty breathing, your tongue feels thick, you're dizzy, lightheaded. If you're having difficulty breathing, anything like that, you need to go to the emergency room immediately. This is a very severe reaction called anaphylaxis, which is very unpredictable as well. So to try to sit and wait and see how you're going to do is not the wise thing to do. The most important thing is get to the emergency room as soon as possible. Call an ambulance to get there.
So if somebody's having these side effects or any of the side effects, whether it's nausea or whatever, should they stop taking the antibiotic?
The best thing to do if you feel like you're having a side effect of the antibiotic is call the provider who prescribed that antibiotic for you and let them know what is going on. If, you know, this is hurting my stomach or, you know, any symptoms you may be having, and talk it through with them and see if this is actually a side effect that you're having from the medication. And if so, they may can give you something to help you get through the antibiotic or change the antibiotic. But letting the provider know that prescribed it for you is the best thing to do. Again, if you believe that if you're having trouble breathing or you're having a more serious reaction, go ahead and call an ambulance and get to the emergency room. That's the best thing to do at that point.
A physician or a practitioner would prescribe an antibiotic if you have a bacterial infection, but not a virus like a flu or the cold.
Antibiotics are designed specifically for bacterial infections. So if you have the flu or a cold or even allergies, antibiotics will not help you feel better.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for discussing this with us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.